You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Producer Connor spoke with Adrian Kovic from Symantec, who just released their 2017 report on email threats. So Connor began by asking him where people are most likely to encounter this malware in 2017.
The report has confirmed something that Symantec's been seeing for quite a while, which is that email is effectively your front door for attacks. So more than any other sort of way that malicious activity comes through to systems, email is the number one vector by a fair margin. So when we talk about sort of the difference between email volumes versus exploit kits, we're saying that if attackers want to deliver, whether it be viruses, as you might have seen before, the ransomware that we see, or also scams over email, they're going to be more likely to deliver that over email, not simply because that method is a lot easier. It's a lot more trusted by people when they read them, and it's a lot easier to fool people into doing what the attackers want them to do. So we tend to find email is the less technical way of getting that those infections through to users.
Well, talking about the accessibility of email, the report also notes that spam emails globally have risen to 54% of all email traffic. After bottoming out for 2 years, this is a rise. Can you offer any insight into why we're seeing a rise in spam email and whether this is going to continue?
Yes, certainly. And I should say many years ago, we saw spam being 8 or 9 out of every 10 emails. And we've seen it for the first time only in the last little while get over sort of 1 in every 2. And I guess when you think about that, it means that for every one valid email that you receive, there's another one that's sent to you that is spam. And really we've seen, I guess, the same economics at play where it doesn't cost very much to send a spam out. So if you're trying to sell products or you're trying to get attention or you're trying to get your message out there as a spammer, be it sort of Nigerian print stuff or trying to sell watches, sending it via email makes it very easy to be able to deliver that message. And so the economics of it stack up. For the price of a very small amount of money, you're able to hit many, many thousands of people.
Out of those thousands of people that they're trying to hit, what's their likely return? I mean, I know it's cheap to send out 1,000 emails, but is that going to actually achieve anything for these people?
Yeah, so it definitely does. And if you look across the spectrum of people being opportunistic at selling products, which is sort of the one slightly more benign end of the spectrum, all the way through to people sending out scams. And you've seen the traditional sort of Nigerian print scam that we've all heard about for many years, and that's always had a good success rate, all the way through to what we call business email compromise, where people pretend to be someone in your company. They might pretend to be the CEO or the CFO. They craft the email in such a way that it looks like it's come from inside your organization, and then try and fool you into sending, transferring money to what you think to be a legitimate location. And all of those things have business payoffs. The fact that we see so much spam being sent means that there is a business in it for these guys. And you sort of even take that one step further to ransomware. We see that the average ransom demand hitting, if I actually looked at that globally, it's actually up to $1,500 New Zealand. So again, you can imagine if you're able to get one person to pay that ransom, it pays for a lot of spam. So economically, it still makes sense.
The kind of person that is unlucky enough to, I don't want to say be fooled, but be enticed by one of these emails and end up in a situation where they're being exploited and extorted to try provide a ransom, what are their options? What can someone do in this situation to avoid actually having to pay that ransom?
Yeah, so we always recommend, first of all, it starts with making sure that your important assets on your computer, so your photos, your documents, etc., are backed up. That's sort of very important, so that if one of these scams does happen, you're able to go back to a copy of that and then restore the information without having to deal with the criminals. We always recommend do not deal with the ransomware providers. There's no guarantee that they'll release your information. There's certainly no guarantee that they won't use that again. So we definitely don't recommend that you pay the ransom. Secondly, we make sure that your passwords are secure. So don't share your passwords. Treat them in the same way that you would treat your house keys or important assets. And make sure you've got up-to-date antivirus on your machines. Antivirus these days is very effective, provided it's up-to-date, in making sure that we can thwart these ransomware infections.
You sort of hinted at this before, talking about the Nigerian Prince scam, the well-known fraudulent email. Yeah. I mean, I'm well aware, and I'm sure most New Zealanders are, that they don't have a large amount of money waiting for them in Nigeria. But what are the kind of scenarios, I suppose, that are presenting themselves to people around New Zealand?
First of all, there's always been what we call broadly advanced fee fraud. And there will always be people who unfortunately fall victim to, you know, we've got an opportunity waiting for you. Please pay this little bit of money and it will release a whole heap of, you know, whole heap of opportunity of cash. And that's, again, that's been a feature of the landscape for quite a while. The example I gave before around, you know, the very effective what we call business email compromise. So, again, your boss is someone who you think your boss has emailed you saying, you know, you haven't transferred this money yet. I asked you to do it last week. You've obviously see that and go, oh, my goodness, I've forgotten to do that. And you quickly transfer the money to where you're told to do. And those schemes actually become even more complex where they're involving sort of other people that you're supposed to call and so on. So they're definitely are being used with increasing frequency. And we talk a lot about that in the report because, again, they require very little technical expertise, just like the Nigerian scam, but also can be very effective. And there's some, you know, very big examples of millions of dollars in the US being lost to companies who transfer money in that way. And I guess lastly, we see both in New Zealand and Australia the use of brands. So where you see emails that might come from your energy provider or your telco saying, you know, this is your, in the case of Australia, a couple of times from one of the state governments around speeding fines. You know, you've got a speeding fine, you've got a bill, it looks legitimate, please click on this link to download your bill. And again, people are either have their password stolen or malware on their machines.
Well, I suppose my question for that is, how can people discern the difference between what is a legitimate email from an energy provider or a government regulator, as you're saying, and what is an elaborate scam?
Yeah, because so always check the detail before you click is the one, right? So these guys do rely on you clicking on emails, clicking on links inside email, I should say, in order to be able to get the next part of the scam. So whenever you get an email with a link in it, obviously validate that, you know, you should have received that. Most bill providers don't send emails that way. By the way, they won't have an attached bill or a link to a bill. It will typically be via a portal. Hover over the link and validate that the link is where it says it's going to be. A lot of these cases, if you simply hover over the link, your email client or your browser will say, if it's the energy company, it'll be the energy company's URL. If it's not, then obviously be suspicious.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.